The Robins were looking to get back to winning ways today at Latham Park, but it was the visitors Barry who left with all 3 points. And that's now 2 defeats in 2 games for the Robins. But it was an opening and entertaining first 20 minutes as Barry took the lead. In controversial fashion, the ball was flicked down to Ryan Newman and he volleyed home, but the linesman had his flag up. Referee Mark Petch, who was in the thick of the action all day, he went across and judged that no one was offside, it hadn't hit anyone and no one was in the line of sight of the goalkeeper. So the goal was given, the Robins were 1-0 down. But they got themselves back on level terms less than 10 minutes later. Ethan Jones linked up well with his new strike partner Nick Rushton and he found the net. But within 2 minutes they were behind again. They failed to clear across from the left hand side and Kane McClagg and the Barry top scorer swivelled and smashed the ball into the roof of the net. And that was the scoring done then. The Robins had a grip of the game really for the rest of it, had the better chances. But the second half was all down to penalty shouts. First it was 2 for Newtown. First Kieran Mills-Evans was shoved out of the way in the box when he looked to be getting a header off, nothing given from Mark Petch. Then Neil Mitchell was scythed down with about 6 yards out, nothing given. Down the other end there was 2 shouts, one on Macaulay Southam, the other one on Jordan Cottrell. They were both waved away as well, so both benches incensed with the referee's performance. The Robins did have chances late on. Ryan Kershaw lashed over before Callum Roberts' goal-bound free kick was tipped wide by Mike Lewis, which turned out to be the last action of the game. So it was a disappointing afternoon for the Robins, who were replaced in 7th by Barry, and they'll be looking to get pull themselves closer to today's visitors next week when they visit Prestatyn next Sunday. So final score at Latham Park, Newtown 1, Barry Town 2.